Hi there, I'm Ashley Selman, and welcome to the Evolution Trainers podcast, Healthy is Happy. Our goal is to provide you with the latest health and fitness information so that you can be informed to make decisions to optimize your health and ultimately your happiness. Hey there, and welcome to the Evolution Trainers podcast. I'm Ashley Selman, and I'm here today with Annalisa Naldi. Hey, Annalisa.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. We are talking today about original strength, and the reason we're talking about that is because one reason we're hosting a certification, both a level one and a level two certification here at Evolution, April 27th through 29th, and we're really excited about that. And we wanted to do a little session today about what is original strength? How does it benefit our practices as trainers, both with our own practices and also with our clients? And I specifically wanted to talk to Annalisa because Annalisa is a pro-level certified original strength coach. She has assisted at original strength certifications. And of anyone here at Evolution, I see her using the original strength philosophies and techniques and practices with not only her own training, but also with her clients. And Annalisa has been a coach for how long now? Going on 18 years and having that much experience in the industry, finding something like original strength at this point in your career that I really see you use in so many ways. I wanted to just get some of your insights on how you found it to be beneficial, you know, and how you've been able to use it in your practice. So let's start with that. Tell me a little bit about what have you found maybe most useful using original strength with your clients, and then we can kind of expand from there.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And for the very kind introduction. This is really an honor. And I will say, in thinking about this quite a bit, the number one thing that I have found to actually really attribute to the practice of original strength for the people that I've implemented it with and explored it with and stuff is their awareness of their movement. They are all of a sudden not afraid to move without me, with me, you know, for sure, which is awesome. But without me, they'll get up and down off the floor, which we all know is a major thing for people to feel comfortable with doing in life in general, but also to just explore different variations of traditional movements, like your gait pattern, walking, you know, and they're marching around, they're skipping around, they're crawling on the ground, they're doing all these things that challenge their bodies and their tissues and their joints in different ways. And for a lot of them, they're learning how to move in ways that they maybe don't do normally, or just sort of exploring different kinds of forces on their tissues and things that like they wouldn't do in everyday life. So I will say the sort of confidence in exploration, which then brings awareness, which ultimately as instructors, you know, our objective is to get people to trust their bodies and be comfortable within themselves. Mm-hmm. And we do that through a variety of modalities. And so this system or philosophy, if you will, which is kind of more of what it is just another way to look at that and encourage people to kind of open their mind and go, okay, what can my body do? And with the awareness factor, one of the really key things is within the original strength philosophy, they talk a lot about being aware of your breathing. And for a lot of us who move really quickly, or you know, we have a lot of stimulus in our life, when we learn to simply be aware of, I'm taking oxygen in, am I exhaling out, that little simple process and within movement brings your whole body to this whole nother level of connectedness. And so it's really interesting. And it's been really fun to watch.
That's great. And I do see your clients, you know, exploring and being on the ground and playing with movement. And I agree that that's a pretty great place to start, with people getting more comfortable just to be creative and explore their body in a safe but yet effective way, mm-hmm. right? Not necessarily just loading with external load that we do a lot of in the gym, but really using our body weights to kind of play and learn. And I know one of original strength's core philosophies is really kind of going back to our nervous system and the way our nervous system learns and learns kind of original movement, mm-hmm. sort of the name for original strength is sort of. And how have you seen sort of, I guess, the nervous system side of the program. Like, do you see that in your clients, like, improving, or you just see an awareness of being able to try different movements?
With regards to them being able to identify being in, so for those of you that sort of are like, what, nervous system, what? You know, mm-hmm. like we talk about, we live in a very sympathetic world, which is a really funny name for super heightened stress. There's a lot going on around us. I mean, just imagine that you're the person in the movie and like everything's in fast forward around you. Like, that's what it feels like a lot of the time. And for a lot of our people, especially living where we live, mm-hmm. they're used to that level. So to, yes, we, to sort of like be able to explore and find ways into the parasympathetic, if you will, which is basically the more calm, chill out, rest and digest form, part of our nervous system. All of a sudden it's like, hold on, if I actually stop and I breathe through this movement, or if I, another thing we talk about is the activation of your vestibular system, which actually is activated and working if you think about it, you know, simply by being alive. But when you learn how to use your eyes to turn your head, so you're actually using all the little, we call them the assistant coaches, kind of like inside your body, which are like a lot of the little muscles and a lot of the little systems that all kind of work together and stuff. Because the global muscles, all the big ones that you can see on the outside that everybody knows, you know, from basic anatomy and stuff, they know that those guys are working. But when I learn to use all the assistant coaches with the head coach, then my body works more efficiently and is more connected. Mm-hmm. And when things are more connected, then you are able to actually stay calmer through movement, unless you're doing something that requires high tension. Totally different conversation there. But I have found that the folks at Original Strength like to talk about that the philosophy behind Original Strength is that it actually strengthens the nervous system. And I think there's some value in that statement, because basically, if you are able to identify, you know, what it is, and create awareness and how to actually access and use it, mm-hmm. and breathe and chill out and calm down, then the patterning is actually just the vehicle. Like, mm-hmm. all the movements and the contralateral patterning, the rolling, the rocking, the mm-hmm. you know, all those things, those are basically like the language that you're speaking, if you will, to your body, mm-hmm. to actually get it to go, oh, I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's okay for me to chill out and like downregulate a little bit. So,
well, and I think between the you know, downregulation part of it with the breathing and just kind of calming the nervous system, mm-hmm. being more aware, but also in our life, as you talked about, not only is it high stress, but it's so linear, and you know, we're always in the same positions all the time throughout the day. And I think Original Strength does a good job of introducing, you know, different cross patterns, rolling patterns, contralateral patterns that are in our typical life these days just doesn't happen very much. And even if we go to the gym and you get on the treadmill, or you get on the bike, or you do a squat, or you do a lunge, it's still all in the same patterning of what we're doing in our normal sedentary day. So to mix that up, I could see how that would stimulate our nervous system in a different way that would be really positive and healthy.
It is actually, you speak a lot of truth on that, because it's really interesting how much we actually don't realize we don't rotate. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of really efficient ways for you to practice acts of rotation and joint rotation and all these kinds of things, and like some super simple things that Original Strength includes in their curriculum are, you know, they call them head turns, where you're literally looking over one shoulder, looking over the other shoulder, learning how to guide with your eyes and so on and so forth. The beautiful thing about a simple movement like that is, A, anybody can do it anywhere at any time, unless there's some sort of, you know, injury or structural limitation, in which case then, you know, naturally we refer that out to the appropriate professional. But, you know, sans that kind of situation, that's the best part about a lot of these movements, is that they are encouraging you to move in planes that you may not normally move in, but that are accessible anywhere you are. Mm-hmm. So you can actually turn and look over your shoulder and like, oh my gosh, all of a sudden, you know, the tissue throughout your neck and your shoulders, like, totally feels like it's opened up and relaxed. And mm-hmm. it's some just neat little simple things like that. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you said to me before earlier, was that so many of your clients, like, you can really use this with just about anybody. Mm-hmm. And so it's so versatile, and, you know, can use with just about any client you have. So I know some of the things you've mentioned is getting on and off the floor. Mm-hmm. Is really beneficial.
Huge.
For people, strengthening nervous system, making people more, not only more aware, but also more confident in their mm-hmm. movement. Let's switch it a little bit. And I know you use original strength a lot in your own training. Mm-hmm. And I know you as a very strong trainer who does a lot, you know, you do a lot of kettlebell, you're in the SFG community. You've just finished the Iron Maiden last year, which, for those of you who don't know what that is a really, really badass high bar of strength feats. And so it's interesting to me that you've used OS, which is, or original strength, which is more of a nervous system movement, ground-based, body weight-based program to kind of complement your strength training. So talk a little bit about that. How have you used original strength? How has it helped you in some of your other goals?
I will say that actually original strength was introduced to me in late 2014 by one of their lead coaches, Ricardo Garcia, who's a very dear friend and later became a coach through my Iron Maiden journey. And he and both another coach from the East Coast introduced it at our Strong First certification that we had just in one of our warm-ups. And it was one of those things, and whether or not it was them, the vibe, the format, it just really spoke to me because they were super simple movements. It supported our philosophy of, hey, you know, you want to be able to get your body kind of revved to go in a very short amount of time, very efficiently, but that speaks to your system, and then you're ready to basically move anytime, anywhere. And it also allowed me to identify some sort of tissue congestion, if you will, that I had, that I knew I had, but I wasn't really sure how to address. Mm-hmm. Most specifically in one of my ankles that had some longstanding injuries and some tumor stuff and some old school stuff from college sports. And then I actually kind of found a few other leaks in my system that I didn't really know I had that I'd been able to compensate and cover up with. So, you know, I could press some heavy stuff and lift some heavy stuff, but when it came to the nitty gritty, when the weights got super heavy and I really needed to be able to do it under any condition feeling, you know, horrible, those leaks come out. Mm. And for me, learning the system and learning when to sort of calm down so that then I could turn the dial up mm-hmm. for tension, also being an athlete that had, you know, some adrenal fatigue battles and so on and so forth, you know, a long time ago, understanding how to turn it up and turn it back down, mm. this system helped me with that. On a conditioning side, this system, I can tell you, I was a collegiate basketball player, so I've been through conditioning my whole life, and mm-hmm. run and suicides and everything you can think of. And the first time I crawled the length of our gym, the first time I leopard crawled, I should say, because you can do variations of crawling, I will never forget, I texted my coach right after that, and I was like, man, I thought we were family. I couldn't even make it 36 yards, and that's a healthy distance for the body, but as an athlete, you expect to be able to just go. But I had so many things that were fatigued, tired. Look, I mean, I couldn't figure out if I was tired because I was aerobically tired, or if my muscles were tired, or if it was hard for me to hold my head up, like what was tight, what was going on, like all these things. I just couldn't figure out why the tissue didn't want to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And from a conditioning perspective, I was able to use some of the movements that, you know, they believe are important to us as people and humans and so on, to actually condition my body to the point to where I could sustain various loads over extended periods of time. And like, for example, that whole 36 yards crawling forward is basically like doing, you know, a bunch of lunges or a bunch of pistol squats, depending on who you are and sort of how that feels for you in the position, in a row, and forward crawling 36 yards and then flipping around and just going backwards in one shot. Now is like, oh, this is really fun. Like, I feel a little bit warm. Like, this is cool. It kind of gets my trunk fired up a little bit. So there's a lot to be said for what it does to build your resiliency.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, again, as long as your body is ready for that, that's kind of an extreme example of, you know, one of the movements. But for those of you that are instructors and you're kind of thinking like, oh, this is really fun, and it's kind of like for a lot of my, you know, students or whatever, I mean, it's for you too.
Mm-hmm.
And on the flip side of that, you can take that anywhere. I travel quite a bit, and I've crawled on beaches, I've crawled at hotels, I've crawled on the sidewalk in some places you probably shouldn't, like, you know, like, but it's to me, again, it's like one of those things that if it's applicable and there are variations where you can basically create, hey, I need to figure out a version for you because, to quote one of our favorite people, Dan John, like, you're my great Aunt Edna and you can't get up out of a chair right now because of, you know, whatever's going on. You can march in a chair. We can do head turns in a chair. So for those of you that have those kinds of, you know, students, there's ways to do that. And then if you have your elite level athletes, I mean, dude, there is no limit to the amount of creativity that you can have on just sort of like the basic movements that they include. So it is really fun for that reason, because again, it does apply to everybody.
That's great. I know, I do love it. The creativity, the variety, the simplicity, but at the same time,
the complexity.
The complexity and the amount of different tweaks and different ways you can do things. I also loved what you said about the tension, because just being tense all over all the time versus intentionally knowing when and what to tense and then knowing how to shut that off is huge, not only from a performance standpoint, but from a life standpoint. And so I do think that knowing how to intentionally create the appropriate tension in the appropriate places and then knowing how to shut that off is a huge benefit from this system. So let's wrap up with this. If people are listening to this and they're curious and they're maybe on the fence and trying to decide if this is something for them to invest in, for them to invest their time in, their money in, to get a certification with Original Strength, what would you say, kind of couple benefits
in a nutshell,
what they could expect to walk away with?
I would definitely encourage you as instructors, if you work with people, period, and you're looking for something to reinvigorate sort of your perspective on foundation movements, regardless of who you work with, and your objectives include inspiring people to move better and move often, and learn how to do it in a way where they can literally just use themselves and their environment around them. There are a lot of practices out there. This is one that you should definitely consider because it is simple. They have a very big community, a very supportive community, and the leaders within the community will take the time to also sort of share with you, like, oh, cool, you have that, you have that question. Okay, here's how we navigated that. Like, tell us how you would navigate that. And so they also encourage you to dig into what you know about our practice as instructors and find ways to do that. So you'll learn the basic movements that they include in their curriculum and a lot of the scientific principles that they attribute to why they do what they do, which is great. But at the same time, it provides you with a template to then go away and practice our art, which is what we do on a daily, you know, daily basis in instructing.
That's great. And the other thing I'll add to that is we're in a unique situation because we're doing level one and level two, that we have the founders of the organization are going to be here teaching a lot of the curriculum, which is really rare opportunity to hear it right from them.
You're
going to
get two of
them,
the happiest people on this planet. They are so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. Well, thanks so much for your time. This was fun chatting about this. I can't wait to do a session with you so you can, so I can work on my crawls with you. I need to get 36 yards. I don't think I'm quite there yet. But anyway, thanks for joining us. If you have any questions, feel free to check out our website or our Facebook page at Evolution Trainers. And we hope to see you April 27th through the 29th, Original Strength Level 1 and Level 2 certification. And otherwise, thanks for listening in and have a fantastic day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.